Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. John talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana. On a beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I hope you'll rejoice in it and be faithful to the Lord. So we want to look at Revelation. We're going to start Revelations today. Revelations chapter 1. You know, Jesus Saves series. If you'd like to get in touch with me, wsm217@gmail.com. So let's start reading. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which should shortly come pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. So this is where we get our word apocalypse from. It means the revelation, things that are going to come. And so what you have here is that what it says. To this book, the inscriptions are various. The revelation, different word, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So what you have here is basically what it says, that it is here said that the revelation or discovery of hidden things was given by God to Jesus Christ, that Christ gave it to his angel, that this angel showed it unto John, and that John sent it to the churches. Thus we find it came from God to Christ, from Christ to the angel, from the angel to John, and from John to the church. It is properly therefore the revelation of God sent by these various agents to his servants at large, and this is the proper title of the book. So that's what we have here. Okay. Verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. And like Peter said, a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years to us. So, 1,000 years to the Lord is like a day with us, yeah, because he's eternal. And the older I get, the more I see how time goes faster. Like we're already in April. And so before I know it, it'll be Christmas. So time goes a lot quicker the older you get because you've seen a lot of time go by. So, the time is at hand. This was written about 100 AD. Verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. It's talking about Jesus. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. He is the first, the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins is in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and the Father. I'd like to say that those again, and from Jesus, these verses again, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, not a faithful witness, the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. These other guys, like that are in charge and represent and kings in the past, all over the world, leaders all over the world. Jesus Christ is the king, the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him, Jesus Christ, that loved me and washed me from my sins in his own blood. And hath made me a king and a priest unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. So the commentators say that this proves that this was written so that the Jews and the Romans that had refused Jesus, did not believe Jesus, had him crucified, were very aware of what this means. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. And they will. And when the time comes, when he returns in the clouds, there's going to be a lot that will be part that pierced him. And they will wail because they didn't believe in him. Two-thirds of the Jews will. Verse 8, I am the Alpha. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He is the Almighty, not a Almighty. He is the Almighty. You must come through him to be forgiven for your sins. You must have his blood applied to your sin, for your sacrifice for your sin. He is the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. He's got a lot of patience. Was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He was exiled on Patmos because he preached the word of God. He believed in the word of God. He taught the word of God. He did not compromise the word of God. I forget the name. I said maybe Nero, one of those crazy leaders eat up with themselves that think they're the king of kings, but they're just a king, and they're going to answer to the prince of the kings, Jesus Christ. Anyhow, he was exiled there for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verse 10. Yeah, we have it real easy here in the United States, in the age of grace, in the church age, especially in the United States, where we can give our testimony. We can share our faith. We can tell people about the word of God and not be persecuted like John the the Apostle John was. Verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He was just totally consumed in fellowshipping with the word, the Spirit of God, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, he was familiar with Jesus Christ, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about with paps, with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and the voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand the seven stars, out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like as the sun shineth in his strength. And this was John, the Apostle John, seeing the glorified Jesus Christ, John in his flesh on this earth, seeing through his earthly eyes and interpreting it in his ears and his eyes and his body, his sinful body, and seeing the glorified Jesus Christ. It must have been a sight. I'm sure he must have been something else. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And they have the keys of hell and death. Now, he was saying that, not that John didn't need to be told that. That was for our benefit. That was for us, not for John. John was falling down dead. He knew that was Jesus. Verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So he gives the interpretation. Now, this says the seven stars. Or seven angels, and the seven candlesticks, or the seven churches. So what you have there is they were bright beings that look like stars. So let's go with that in seven churches or seven churches. We'll look into that further tomorrow in days, Lord willing. WSM217@gmail.com. God bless.